Hello, listeners. This is Megan Brady coming to you a little bit late today. I've got Lorraine on the computer with me. We've been doing some technical working to get ourselves on the air. So, hi, Lorraine. Just say hello. Let's see if I've got you.
Okay.
Hello. There you are. I hear you.
Totally thrilled to be here, and it's all Megan that has done the job.
Thank you, Lorraine. All right, well, let's do our little intro. So I already said my name and we know who you are. Today's February, what is it, 5th today. And this is a stroke of luck.
Yeah, it's February 5th. And what was the other word you said, luck? Something about luck?
We're so lucky. Yeah, we're lucky and the listeners are lucky. Yeah, so this is CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And CICK is the most wonderfulest program ever.
Yeah.
A radio program.
Yeah, thank you. We are working hard here. We've got a bunch of amazing volunteers that put together some great radio programming. And here we are, Lorraine and I. Now, Lorraine, sometimes it's good to give our listeners kind of the heads up and reason behind our show name. So I say we, and then you always are like, no, Megan did it, but came up with the name A Stroke of Luck because we have both survived strokes.
Yeah.
Yours was
a year ago September.
Right, a year ago in September. Mine was in 2021.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to get my mind back, but I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. I know. Me too. And then here I am trying to sit down and operate two computers, the soundboard, and a recording system. And I'm pretty sure my cell phone is also ringing a whole bunch right now. So...
You're doing awesome, man.
Oh man. Do you have I know sometimes you've got little sayings and the like kind of kicking around. Do you have any interesting, I don't know, sometimes it's written on a coaster or written on a magnet, or is there something you can shed some wisdom upon us with?
Gosh, you know, I didn't do that. Usually I do kind of load up with some stuff.
Yeah.
But I've been, right now, I don't have anything.
Sure, I won't put that pressure on.
Find something, yeah. A saying or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. A good little saying. I would even suggest walk over, grab something off your magnets on your fridge. I think one day you brought a really funny or a good one, at least. Yeah.
I should look on my fridge.
Yeah, do it. I'm sending you over. That's your assignment while I try to line up our music.
Hang on.
Well, Lorraine is stepping away to do that. I could let some listeners know that we have an event that is being put on by the Buckley Valley Concert Association on February 23rd at 7:30 p.m. And that is Method Dance Society Conversations in 3. And so it's a dance performance, and there's going to be a local dancer opening as well. Katie Wirtz is going to be doing some sort of a presentation. And it says here, for the Method Dance Society Conversations in 3, contemporary dance performances spotlighting identity and self-discovery. And the tickets are $30. Seniors can get the ticket for $25. Youth and students under 18 can get it for $15, and you can get those at Mountain Eagle Books or also online at bvca.me. So again, that's the Method Dance Society Conversations in 3 Dance Performance at the Della Herman, February 23rd, 2025. All right, Lorraine is back. Wonderful, Lorraine. So why don't you read what you got for us there?
Okay. Well, I've got several on my fridge, but I'll just give you one right now. Which is kind of what we're doing. It says here, the better it is to dare mighty things to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, than to take rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy much nor suffer much, because they live in the gray twilight that knows not victory or defeat. And this was the author of this is Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I thought, I've always liked this because it says, I've often, you know, held back and told myself, no, no, don't go there. Don't step there. No, you can't do that. Mm. And so on. And it's only been in my old age that I ever figured, screw it. I'll do what I want to do. or try anyways. And I always get myself into trouble somehow or another. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, I've got a couple more, but we can do that later.
Yeah, good. Hold on to those. I'm sure at some point I'll be struggling to line up the next song, and I will ask you to fill the air.
And we've got some songs, too.
We do, yeah. And actually, I am going to probably push play on our first set. So if you wanted to, Lorraine, I know that you put a little bit of info, maybe it was a birth date or something, for Roy Orbison. So why don't you tell us what you've got down for Roy?
Okay, Roy Orbison. Where is he? He's here. Roy Orbison. Crying.
Yes.
Yeah. And I thought I had one more, but I don't know.
Yeah, I've got three of his songs lined up. So we've got Crying, we have Pretty Woman, and In Dreams.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yep. And he was born, he was born April 23rd, 1936.
Oh wow!
And he passed away December 6th, 1988.
All righty.
We're fortunate to be able to still listen to him.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I knew his work from the Traveling Wilburys. That's how I was probably first introduced to him.
Ah.
And I really love their music as well. Kind of a bunch of different, very famous, very talented people all together in one. Someday I'll pick a Traveling Wilburys song, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So maybe let's do our first set of three songs. So I'm going to play all three of the Roy Orbison songs, and I'll use that time to get myself lined up for the next music. And yeah, we'll just sit back and enjoy.
That sounds like a winner.
All righty, here we go then. Stay tuned for Roy Orbison's Crying.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well, you couldn't tell that I'd been crying. Oh, then you crying. Oh, then you said so long, left me standing all alone. And I'll always be. woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman, and you look lovely as can be. Are you lonely just like me? Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, talk a while. Pretty woman, give your smile to me. Pretty woman, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty woman, look my way. Pretty woman, say you'll stay with me. 'Cause I need you, I'll treat you right. Come with me, baby, be mine tonight. If that's the way it must be, okay, I guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me?
Colored clown, they call the Sandman, tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away. If I try, I remember that you said goodbye. It's too bad all these things can only happen.
back. Those were lovely songs, Lorraine. While we were listening to that, I saw her cat, Fifi, hop up.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it just Fee? Anyway, hop up on her. It looked like she was doing a trick.
Well, she keeps wanting to, I'm not sure why, but she keeps jumping up on the back of my chair.
Oh, yeah, that's a great place to be.
And I've told her quite a few times, no, but she's not, you know, she don't listen.
Oh, yeah, cats, they do what they are going to do.
I don't like to smack her or anything like that. She's just, she just wants attention.
Yeah.
Like any, you know, like any normal, I was going to say like any normal
like
person.
Like any of us. You got it.
But she's quite badly spoiled, I'm afraid. I never was a cat person. Never. I had dogs. I had pugs.
Yeah, you were a dog guy.
Yeah, and I loved my babies, and they aged out finally. And then when I came back home here to Smithers, I was told that I could have a cat,
yeah.
Not a dog,
right.
But I could have a cat. So I thought, well, okay, I'll take a chance.
Yeah, so where did you get her?
I got her from the Humane Society. You know, they had babies.
Right.
She was pretty young when we first got her. Yeah, but she's now at the Bossamy. Big time. I don't know where she's gone now.
Yeah, I know. You've got a nice, like, kind of window spot for her, too, there, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got a whole table that she can climb up on and look outside. Because yeah. She's kind of my guard cat, is what I say. She keeps an eye on what's happening outside. And when anybody comes knocking to my sliding glass door, she's right over there, like, you know, huffy and I'm the boss and so on, you know. So I figure, oh, well, it's nice to have someone trying to take care of me. Yeah.
I know it.
Just
oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I got my cat. I was just looking through old photos and videos, and I saw that, like, when I first got her home, well, first I saw the cats that were in the running. So I had some photos of other cats. And I was I kind of remember meeting that one, and it was definitely more snuggly than this one. But I ended up, I don't remember exactly the reasoning why I chose the one that I chose, but I took her home, and then I think I just kept her in the bathroom because they suggest when you're acclimatizing a cat or something to keep them kind of in a smaller space just while they kind of decompress. And then let them loose into the other area. So I was just looking through old photos and videos and kind of a lot of photos of me sitting on the bathroom floor with her and whatever. Yeah, getting to know each other.
Yeah, the things we do for our animals, our babies, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I would for myself. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, she's pretty good. I'm surprised. You know, but she will not come in my bedroom.
Right.
I don't know why. I don't know why, but she will not.
I don't know, but it's not
so
for
it's okay.
Her.
I mean, I can survive in the bed by myself.
Well, sure, you get to spread out then. No threat in straightening a leg and launching her in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, she sleeps out here.
Yeah. That's
good. But anyways, okay, we're doing pretty good here.
Yeah, why don't you, we're at the kind of halfway point. Do you want to let the listeners know the show name for our show and what the radio station is called?
Oh, this is CICK. Huh, 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio Station. And I don't even know what a name is for our program.
A stroke?
You
got it. A stroke of luck.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. I didn't write it down anywhere. And so if I don't write it down, my head is still stroked, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, I know it.
My mind. Yeah, but a stroke of luck. And that's Megan that came up with that.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah, it is. It's really great. Yeah. If I do say so myself.
They're not much fun to have a stroke. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You know, and but, I almost every show I kind of want to be like, okay, everybody, here's the signs to look out for. But maybe that gets a bit repetitive. But I know that both Lorraine and I had different things go on for us when we were leading up to our strokes, and then even the experience that we went through, because it's such an individual experience.
Yeah, well, I was in church, of all things, and we stood up to go get snacks, everybody, and I stood up and crashed.
I'm glad you didn't actually like hurt yourself physically, you know, like you could have broken an arm and then also been dealing with a stroke and a broken arm. And
it was okay, and they called an ambulance, and I was in Terrace for a while, and then I got released to come home, and my mind is still not the best, but
right.
It's healing is what I'm hoping anyways.
Yeah.
I know I was always kind of on the line when it came to adding things and stuff. I didn't do very well in school with fractions and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, me neither.
Yeah, I just didn't do very good with that. But I could certainly, I liked to dance and sing, but that isn't part of the, that wasn't part of it. I was in a Catholic school, and the nuns are very strict.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Plus, I lived across the street from the school, which didn't give me much freedom, because I would go out on our porch and dance around, and the nuns would kind of discuss it later.
Look at you with disapproving, probably, looks, yeah. And then, yes.
yeah, I shouldn't have been out there dancing, especially not on a Sunday.
Oh, okay. Goodness, no, definitely not.
Yeah, but it was a good school.
That's good.
Yeah, I was okay there.
Nice. Well, I guess we could also thank a sponsor. Maybe should I do that because I've got them in front of me here?
Yeah, I can't see.
Okay, well, let us thank... Yeah, I've already lost track. I'm going to thank Ranch House Tattoo. So Ranch House Tattoo, they're one of our newer sponsors this last year, and they're just located on Main Street. They're super lovely. And that's all. So thanks for sponsoring us, Ranch House Tattoo.
What do they do? Do they give tattoos?
They do. They give tattoos. And I don't know if the listeners at home can't see, but if I show, no, I'm sure you can't see. This is a radio. It's actually the CICK radio that our friend Kimber drew a few years ago, and he did a fundraiser for us last year with tattoos.
Wow.
So yeah, go get a tattoo and you can raise some funds for CSK. It was great.
And say the name again?
Ranch House Tattoo.
Ranch House Tattoo. Okay. Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff here in Smithers, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of different, you bet, stores or whatever, different resources. And then I'll get our next music ready. Lorraine, do you want to read up whatever you've got there, birth dates and death dates for, who is this? This is Dawn. Is it Dawn?
Dawn Williams?
Yeah. Tell us about Dawn Williams while I get organized.
He was born May 27th, 1939, and he did pass away September 8th, 2017. And, I've got two of his songs. That's all I put on here.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is You're My Best Friend, and the second one is It Must Be Love.
All righty. Perfect. Well, let's have a listen to those two songs, and then we will come back and chat. So here we go. Dawn Williams, You're My Best Friend, followed by It Must Be Love.
Place gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong when I'm tired and weak. I could search this whole world over, you'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry, you're my shelter from troubled winds, you're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry, you're my shelter from troubled winds, you're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend.
Thank you for those songs, Lorraine. I am unfamiliar with that guy's work. Have you listened to him for a while?
Yeah.
Nice. Wonderful. All right. Well, oh, you had collected some other things off of your whatever, off your fridge or something. Do you want to read us another little something?
What did I put three here.
Perfect.
And with my memory, which is terrible.
Which one remember, did you...
which one did I say first?
I think there was... Is it Teddy Roosevelt?
okay, fine.
I think you did that one already.
I'll just put that aside.
Between the two of us, I'm surprised I even remembered that, but there you go.
Okay, so I've got this little one here, and it's short. So it says, apologizing does not always mean you're wrong and the other person is right. It just means you value your relationship more than your ego. I always like that.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I mean, I've always been right, but what can I say? At least I think I might have come pretty close to finally getting my husband to believe that I'm right all the time, but he was a hard one to crack. For sure. But anyways, yeah, that I've saved these and they are on my fridge.
Awesome.
Whole history on there, yeah.
Yeah, it's that's good.
Slightly bigger fridge. So now where are we?
So now I think we might be down to our last... Oh, gosh, how many songs? Oh, that was... No, we got two more still to go. So we've got Hank Williams and then we've got Brooks and Dunn. Does that sound familiar? Okay, sure. I'm like trying to look back. Ronnie Dunn. Oh, I see. Brooks and Dunn. I was like, who's Ronnie Dunn? He's one of them. One of the brothers. Okay. So anyway, so we've got those coming.
Okay.
And yeah.
There it is.
In the meantime, I think I could thank one more sponsor. We could thank, why don't we thank the BV Concert Association because they've got that event coming up. And I was just telling our listeners while you were going to your fridge earlier about this dance performance that's coming up on the 23rd.
Oh, really? I didn't hear it. I'll go write it down.
Yeah.
On the 23rd?
Yeah, so it was February 23rd at 7:30 p.m. And there's a senior's price for the tickets here. They're $25 for a senior and $30 for an adult. And you can get them at the Mountain Eagle Books. You can get them also online at bvca.me.
And where's it going to be held?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Della Herman, which is in the high school there. Pretty cool space. And that is, the performance is called Method Dance Society, Conversations in Three.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they'll have an opening performer as well that's local. Here, Lorraine, I'll try to hold the poster up for you. At least you can see something there. Yeah, some contemporary dance.
Wow. Well, that should be something to go see.
Oh, yeah. People like going to dance stuff in this town for sure.
Yeah, And it's, sometimes you learn a new step.
Yeah, exactly. I've never been as you said, you were a dancer. You'd be dancing around on your porch and stuff. I honestly don't really think I was much of a dancer. In high school, I liked to kind of think I had some cool moves. Me and my best friend at the time would take over a big space and really, like, I don't know, throw our legs out dramatically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I was a loner most of the time.
Yeah.
Catholic school, the nuns kind of frowned if you started acting up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't have too much fun there.
I was just kind of a loner more than anything else, although I used to go ice skating a bit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because there was a big arena not far from where I lived. And so I would go ice skating, but I wasn't very good at ice skating either. I was a bit wobbly. But,
that's fun, though. Okay. I was thinking about ice skating because it's so stinking cold right now, but that I wasn't really a skater, but I could kind of hold it together if I was in an arena with the wall to stop me, but I couldn't stop. And so on any of the ponds or the lake skating, I would just fall because I would go to the edge and just bail. So I was I'm not a winter athlete in any way, I would say.
Yeah. And I even tried at the swimming pool here. I tried to learn how to swim.
Oh, yeah.
I figured out because I'd never learned how to swim either.
Wow.
But I was terrified and I didn't stick around too long with the lessons because I kept thinking, I'm going to drown. I don't want that.
No, that's no good.
I didn't learn how to swim. I couldn't skate very good either, ice or roller skate, neither one.
Neither of them.
I'm not hugely athletic in any way, shape, or form, I guess. Yeah,
likewise. We are alike in many ways, you and I. Well, let's do the Hank Williams songs. So there's two of them, if you want to read out the names of the songs and let us know about his birthday and all that.
Okay, Hank Williams. He was born September 17th, 1923, and he passed away January 1, 1953. And Cold Heart is one of his really good songs. And then Take These Chains From My Heart. That's kind of a nice one, too.
Yeah, nice.
So I don't know. Are we going to play them both?
Yeah, we're going to play them both. You got it.
Okay.
So let's have a listen. Here we go.
We brought a fellow with us that you folks enjoyed so much here the other time, and we're happy that we could bring him back to the program. A fellow that writes just as many songs as most anybody in the country and sings them just as well when it comes to the country style of singing. Hank Williams.
Thank you, Roy. I've got a song here that I'd like to do that's been awful kind to me and the boys. It's bought us quite a few beans and biscuits. This is the best song we've ever had, financially. A little tune called Cold, Cold Heart. I try so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do, it's just some evil scheme. A memory from your keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad.
Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see. just a spark of the love that used to be. If you love somebody new, let me find a new love too. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Be as fair to my heart as you can be. Then if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. Oh, my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
These songs, they're from a while back, and I can remember waltzing with them and so on.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's so much better, the songs from a while back. Now the songs are a little bit too, I don't know, maybe not all of them. I just don't listen to them.
That's the trick, right? You probably listened to more songs back in the day, and then they've got a special place in your heart, and they bring back some good old memories.
Yeah, courting. That's
yeah, waltzing and courting.
All these dudes would come up and ask me to dance, and I would be like, okay, and I'd pick one. Of course, I married one. What can I say?
You surely did.
Those are the days, yeah. Anyhow.
Wonderful. Well, there you go. So we do have two more songs from Brooks and Dunn, and we've got just about enough time to play those two. So why don't you let us know what you've got down for Ronnie Dunn?
Oh, Ronnie Dunn. I guess he's still alive, because all what I've got is June 1, 1953. So he must be still young and alive. And, Boots Scootin'. That's there too, isn't it?
Yeah, Boot Scootin' Boogie is the first one.
Okay, good. Because it's down here at the very bottom of my list, and I can't hardly read it.
Scribbled on a scrap of paper.
Yeah.
Then the next one would be the Hard Working Man.
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay, that sounds good to me. Oh, yeah. Let's go.
All right, well, here, you did write it down, so I'll read it here. I've got that Ronnie Dunn was born June 1st, so another Gemini, I assume. June 1st, 1953. And that's the only date we got, so as you said, we think he's alive.
and that's for me, too, I assume.
All righty, well, here we go. So this will be our last two songs today, and here we are.
Country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Boot Scootin' Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running, I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go blind.
what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie.
Alrighty, folks, so this is Megan Brady, and I'm one of your hosts. We're going to do our last song here, but we first wanted to just let our listeners know that this is A Stroke of Luck. As I said, I'm Megan, and this is...
Lorraine.
Yeah, and Lorraine, why don't you say our station ID as well?
This is CICK, 93.9 FM, and it's got to be the best radio station ever.
You know it. You got it. Alrighty, so here's our last song. This is Brooks and Dunn, Hard Working Man.
I'm a hard working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard, hard working man. I got